First up, when words fail or plain don't exist for what you're trying to say, make up new ones. Enter our first guest, Zimbabwean author Noviolet Buluwayo, whose piece you're about to hear contains the word tabedzing. When I asked her what it meant, she said it was a slang word they made up in her township in the late 90s for the punching of buttons on gadgets like mobile phones and remote controls. When technology came to them, they needed new words for what wasn't naturally part of them. Fittingly, she recently published her debut novel titled We Need New Names. It's been shortlisted for the Guardian First Book Award and the Man Booker Prize. Noviolet's the first Zimbabwean to be shortlisted for the Booker. The novel also won the Atizalat Prize for Literature and the Hemingway Foundation Pen Award. When I pressed her on the idea behind the book title, she said it came from feeling we needed new ways of seeing ourselves, interpreting our world, and most importantly, imagining our destinies. She said she hasn't found all the words yet and might die before finding them. It's more like a dream she's chasing. This search got well underway, though, when Noviolet, now based in California as a Stanford Fellow, arrived as a teenager to the U.S., landing in Kalamazoo, Michigan, enrolling in a writing course, and landing herself some part-time work. Please welcome Noviolet Buluwayo.
End of the month in Harding's supermarket bustles. Cars globed the parking lot. Customers swam the store with purpose. Items fly off the shelves. Grocery carts fill to the brim. And the heat, maybe not wanting to miss the madness, argues with the air conditioner. I tie my apron more firmly around the waist and struggle to keep up with it all, bagging groceries, returning unwanted items to the shelves, wheeling carts to waiting cars and bringing empty ones in from the lot, collecting bulky returns, cleaning counters, and sometimes the two toilets in the back. I'm 18. And recently arrived in the US, and I beg groceries. I am a beggar. But working like this is not normal to me. If I were back home, I'd be chilling, hanging out in my new Lobengula township with friends as we waited to go to university. People will be taking care of me like they are supposed to, because I am not an adult yet. None of my friends are working like this so far, and I don't tell them about my job. The phone rings behind the counter, and I give it an anxious glance. The manager is not inside, and the cashiers are busy dobedzing and dobedzing. I could rush to answer the phone, but instead I focus on the groceries on my counter, taking care to appear super busy so no one can tell me to get the phone. I would do anything not to answer it. It terrifies me. Words tumbling out like shelled nuts in accents I do not understand, accents that are new to me. Harding's supermarket, hello? I say inside my head as I pick and pick items whose labels I wouldn't know to read. Harding's supermarket, hello. Harding's supermarket, hello. Harding's supermarket, hello. I know I'm saying the words too slow, like there are speed bumps in my mouth that are messing my flow, but I'm practicing. The short, stout lady with the mountain of groceries makes for my line, and I rush to get an empty cart. A customer asks a question, but I know there is no point attending to them, so I keep it moving. I feel bad, but I know if I stopped, it would even be worse. Back at my counter, I prepare to bag the lady's groceries. And after studying her face, I ask, paper or plastic? I'm supposed to ask this of every customer, but because sometimes I mess up the simple words, or my accent will confuse the customers so that they look at me blankly, I will refrain from asking and just take it upon myself to decide if they are a paper or plastic person or both, and beg the groceries accordingly, except for ones who will strike me as no-nonsense types, who look like they absolutely care where you put their groceries and how, and rain might fall if you didn't do it right. I hear the words paper and plastic, and the lady goes on to give instructions. I know their instructions because she's talking like she's in charge, like she's the police. I have no idea what she just said, but I shove a paper bag inside a plastic bag. And not a little note as she turns and starts chatting with the cashier. It's easier than telling her that I didn't get what she just said, because the words with which to do so aren't even there. I understand English fine if it's spoken very slowly and in a clear accent, and I write it even better. But for me to start talking to someone I'm having a hard time understanding in the first place is like chewing a stone. It just doesn't come easy. I'd have to think and figure the words and argue with myself about whether they are right and worry about the pronunciation. It's just a lot of work, and nobody has time. Certainly not at Harding's during the month-end sale. I'm in the middle of baking the lady's groceries when I realize she is yelling at me. Her words alone mostly don't mean anything, and it's really the salty displeasure in her rising voice that tells me she is upset. She speaks fast, like people here generally do, so that the words reach my ears in a mad jumble that is hard to understand. She rummages through the bagged groceries, taking items out and dumping them on the counter. And I know then that I have mixed things up. Probably put things that don't go together, besides not following instructions, whatever they were. By now the cashier is busy cleaning up my mess. I really want to explain, to tell the lady that for the most part I just do not understand what is said to me, that because I do not know the products well, I end up putting things where they don't go. But I know, without trying, that my tongue will just not budge. I remember now that the first time a customer asked me what aisle we kept our salsa, for example, I was puzzled. The only salsa I knew was the Latin American dance. And of course, my mind could just not imagine the word associated with any other thing. Similarly, I went blank with words like pap, cookies, diaper, yams, brownie, And if a customer asked me to grab one of these things as they waited for the cashier to ring their order, I would roam the aisles as if lost in a jungle, only to return empty-handed to say I did not find what I was looking for. I imagine to say that I did not know what I was looking for would have gotten me fired, and I wasn't trying to get fired. I stand there and wait for the lady and cashier to finish repackaging the groceries. I know I will not explain because the words, the bloody words, do not form like I need them to. So instead, I simply apologize in my head, in my language, a language nobody in this store would understand. Uxolo bakithi mphambanisile. Bengingadingi ukuhlanganisa izinto zenu. Uxolo, uxolo phephana. They finish, and the lady pushes a grocery cart out of the store, muttering to herself. The cashier turns to me and smiles sweetly, perhaps to make me feel better. She says something I don't understand, but I know from her voice that it's supposed to be amusing. So I laugh like it will bring the woman back so I can beg her groceries ride, like it will make me understand everything that is said, like it will hold all the words to the light. The phone rings and rings, and in my mind's eye, I run to pick it up, my hand without its usual shakes. Harding Supermarket, hello, I say, without skipping a beat.
Harding Supermarket, hello. Harding Supermarket, hello.
That I'm practicing. Harding Supermarket, hello.